Good afternoon, friends. Or is it evening where you are? Well, kind of getting dark out here, so it might be evening where you are. This is Carolyn Evers, and with me is our wonderful co-host, Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi. Good evening to all of us, actually.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's good.
I put up a message on the website, Charlene, to talk a little bit about dieting. Well, maybe not dieting so much, but working with the body if the glucose levels run lower than normal, what some people call hypoglycemia.
Okay.
One thing that we can start out on. And
okay.
Folks, if you want to call in for a healing, a reading with the cherubim, or ask our angel Michael a question, give us a call at 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, that's 888-810-8322. Well, we were discussing this earlier in the week, Charlene, and I was fascinated by the thought that stress in the body, if you're carrying stress for a period of time, that it can cause hypoglycemia. And so give us a few of your thoughts on this subject, if you might.
On the hypoglycemic. Well, usually what happens is all of our cells are created with perfect intelligence. And so in our lifetime, different things start happening to us that we, our feelings or our thoughts, and it starts interfering in that intelligence.
Hello?
And so therefore it starts breaking that down. And that's where the metaphysical comes in, the science of the metaphysical.
Charlene, just hold that thought, sweetheart. I think we triggered somebody's thoughts on that. We got somebody moving. We got a caller, and your name, caller.
Hello, Carolyn. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
How are you?
We're great. And what did you have in mind, Brian? Were you calling about you were calling for a healing.
For a
shock. Well, wonderful.
Healing. Yes.
And, Charlene, this is probably in your department, dear. Brian's calling for a healing.
Okay, what is it that you're dealing with? Are you there?
Yes. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, what is it that you're dealing with?
Well, I would just
that you want a healing for?
A healing of the chakra system.
Okay. So you're feeling like your chakras are out?
Yeah, maybe my throat chakra. Yes.
What? I didn't know if you were calling because you felt a chakra was out, or if you were calling because of Archangel Michael's conference call. Tell us about what you're feeling. Why were you feeling that your chakra needed to be rebalanced?
Just by calling in other shows, and maybe my throat chakra, just feeling like a little, kind of like maybe like a holding up, like not like a pain or anything, but like a, it's kind of like a blockage. If you could scan for any blockages within me.
So that's what you're looking for.
Okay. Yeah. So I just want to clarify something, Brian. You're feeling that perhaps there is something in your throat that is preventing you from speaking your truth. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we're working on the right thing here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Part of it is, do you honor yourself by speaking your truth?
I want to more.
Okay. That's what I want to ask.
Yes.
Because honoring yourself or having been able, do you feel like that if you speak your truth, that it will be received in a negative way?
Sometimes, yes, because maybe what I have to say, I don't want to go against people's free choice or free will by trying to speak truth, you know what I mean? Sometimes I have the fear of that, expressing myself verbally, but I want to be able to have that fear removed.
Okay. Fear of speaking your truth?
Yes.
And being able to speak it in a positive way?
Yes, a positive outlook on everyone that I touch.
I love it. Beautiful thought,
Brian.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Okay, are you ready to have God do that for you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just a minute.
I don't know if you've called in before, Brian, but it takes Charlene a moment to go into theta. Your voice sounds familiar. I suspect maybe you have called before. And by the way, I love the sound of your voice.
Thank you.
It has a kind quality to it.
Well, I texted you on one of the shows, The Messenger, when you were in total bliss, I think last week, and you didn't come back to reality. That was me.
Oh, I tell you, bliss is so wonderful.
Yes.
We need more of it. I'm going to put up a little poster sign, you know, we need more bliss.
That would be nice. Or a bumper sticker on the back of the car.
There you go, a bumper sticker. Let's spread some bliss around the world.
There you go.
Golly, in this third dimension, you might get arrested.
That's true.
Oh.
Okay, the fear, it's not just a fear. He told me that it's not just a fear. Your fear is of being reprimanded. Is that correct? And that's the word that I heard. If you spoke
like
your truth, there would be reprimanded. You'd be reprimanded. Is that true?
It feels that way. I don't know if that's at my job or work or maybe expressing myself freely.
Okay.
Or is that the people around me? Maybe they don't want to hear what I have to say. Maybe I have a fear of that. Yes.
Okay. So he wants permission to pull that. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Permission.
All right. Just a minute.
We do have different relationships. You were talking about at work, at home, with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different attitudes that are set up with different groups of people.
Yes. Sometimes I feel that I have to be careful what I say, which is, you know, even though it might be the truth.
Well, perhaps there's a difference between being prudent and being fearful.
Yes.
Okay, what he did was take the fear out of any kind of negative backlash that you might get.
Okay.
And part of it is, it looks to me like in the past what has happened is you tried to speak your truth and then it was received in a negative way because
mm-hmm.
you didn't express it. So he cleared that. It was giving you the ability to express yourself more clearly in a positive way, and that you would be, what you express will be accepted in a positive way.
Who pulled that, you said?
God did.
Thank you, God.
Yes. Oh, yes, thank God. That's for sure. Yeah, God pulled it. And then what he did was pull the negative of the feelings that you have. It's like I was looking at it, and it's like you got a great big energy lump that you had in your throat chakra. It was like a lump. Did it feel like that?
Yes, it did. I just couldn't express or explain what it was exactly.
Yeah, it looked like a ball of energy that was just stuck right there in your throat chakra. And so what he did was just pull that out and disperse it, and then replaced it with new information that it's not there anymore. It's been pulled. He pulled it completely out, that energy there. Now, it looked to me like it started many, many years ago.
Yes, way back.
Okay.
So Charlene, was that just this lifetime or past lifetime?
No, I had to go in, and apparently you had spoke truth in a past life. And that's where the persecution came in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he pulled the persecution that you received from a past life for speaking your truth.
See, this is what I was, this is what I was sensing.
Right.
Brian, many light workers at one point or another have gone through this.
Mm-hmm.
I know myself, I was just laughing about this last week. You know, I come, they kill me, I go. I come, they kill me, I go.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do over what we think is truth and what other people think. Golly, I'm not sure what they think. But they've been persecuting us for this over many lifetimes. And so
he pulled all of that from the past life.
Well, that's beautiful.
And he also pulled it out of your DNA, which is it's called the cellular memory that you picked up from past ancestors.
Yeah, my dreams are just so powerful. It just seems like in the past 5 years, I see so clearly in my dreams, and I never could understand my creative side, my intuition side. And now I'm being able to realize that it's coming through my dreams. I see in color vividly. And I retain so much memory from my dreams. Maybe it's my past lives I'm looking into.
Well, it is, because there was a lot of persecution that you received because you spoke truth, and
mm-hmm.
so there was, and it entailed a lot of violence as well. And so that had to be pulled out of your memory, because otherwise now you're into a state of fear, even like you said at work, where you can't speak your truth. It isn't just because it's not being received. It's because you're fearful of how it's going to be received, and that there would be the same violence that occurred in your past life.
So the people around me are picking up on my vibration.
Right.
The fear, like a dog, when a dog senses fear, it's kind of like that natural instinct.
They're picking up that fear, and so they're backing off from you, and they're not too sure where you're coming from.
Okay.
And so now God put in that fear and that persecution from your past life. Also, you had some ancestors that had the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was pulled from your ancestors. That comes into your DNA.
Okay.
And so you have memory from your DNA as well. So then it becomes an overload for you.
Yes,
and if you
like
pull that, and then all these... all the cells in your body has been reprogrammed to pull out. God pulled out all of that and replaced it with this positive affirmation that you asked for, that you speak clearly and distinctly.
Charlene, do us a favor for Brian and for the other people who are listening to this tonight. When this work is being done by God, let's take Brian's example, for instance. What were you witnessing?
Okay.
What were you seeing?
Well, first of all, when I ask about the past life, I ask him to pull all past lives and all dimensions of time that this issue had been occurring, and to pull it so that it would be no more. And so what I was seeing, it was like he was standing on some kind of, it looked like some kind of a box that you were standing on, and you were speaking to a group of people, but you were persecuted severely for what you were speaking. It was like, I couldn't see that you were one that was burned at the stake. It was like that you were... the only word that keeps coming up was mutilated is the word that kept coming up.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, your physical body was... Oh, I didn't know that. It looks to me like you were scarred and feathered. Does that make sense?
Well, that was...
There's something black on your body, and there's... I think those are feathers I'm looking at.
Well, they did that. Yeah.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Is any of that in any of your dreams?
Yes, I felt being stabbed a lot.
It was like
falling a lot. Somewhat like that, yes. Been surrounded by people.
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen that vividly.
It looked to me like they like in one you tarred and feathered, but it looked like they beat you as well.
Yes, I felt a lot of punches in my dreams too. I can actually feel that impact.
Okay.
That's what's
okay.
scary sometimes.
Yes, and then now in one case, it looks to me like that's one of the times that you died.
Oh yeah, I figured that
because
I wake
so
up
then,
very quickly from those dreams. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So then you go to ancestors that had that similar thing that's passed on in your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that cellular memory in there that's in those chromosomes. So you have kind of, I always call it a triple whammy, right? Because past
yeah.
life, and then you got a DNA cellular memory in those chromosomes.
Yeah.
Then you turn around and have this life with trying to speak up and be understood clearly and in a positive way, and
yeah.
all of these fears come in. But also, I call it the sphere of understanding. If we've had a great deal of that in our childhood,
yeah.
that we could not speak up and speak clearly and make it understood without us being reprimanded, there's the word,
yeah.
reprimanded for it, then that reinforces that
mm.
past life and the DNA.
Huh.
Is that, am I explaining myself okay?
Yes, 100%, yes.
Okay.
Before you go, Brian, there's something I would like to add to this, and thank you so much, Charlene, for doing this work with God and helping Brian on this.
Thank you, Charlene. Yes.
I had a situation where I had relived a past life where I had died under brutal means, and then saw myself when I crossed over to the other side and actually was looking down on the physical. And it was so fascinating to me that before I had died, there was such terror. But then after I had crossed over, when you are in spirit, none of this, it's of no matter. It is like there is a complete divorce, so to speak, from any violence. There is only love. None of this matters anymore. And it is interesting that we come back into the physical and we pick up all these things that Charlene is talking about and we relive those. And I just wanted to mention, to kind of reinforce the sense that it is only here in this dimension that we suffer these things.
Yes.
And so
you'll overcome it. That's the beauty of you'll find that it's done. God goes in and clears it, and it's just like when I say to go in and say to the energy field that God's clearing it, you just say it's done. What we're doing is we're telling the subconscious, because the subconscious has been reprogrammed too, we're telling the subconscious this is done, this isn't going to be stored anymore. You understand? This
so
is
actually,
done.
So
you
actually,
say it to him, it's done, it's over.
Yes, yeah, so as you're speaking the words verbally, the subconscious, and the subconscious takes over and understands that it is finished.
It's finished.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, that is.
Yeah, because see, we're dealing with a subconscious that
yes.
can only understand what it's been programmed for.
Ah.
And so once God goes in and pulls it out, and then you tell the subconscious, this is done, it's over. It's
yes.
done. And you just say, this is no more. It's
kind of like an affirmation, yes.
And so what is done is done, and it's not there anymore. It doesn't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
Any of that was in the past or in your ancestral line, in your subconscious,
yes.
it's not there anymore. And your spirit has released it so that you can be the true God self.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you for calling, Brian.
Thank you, Charlene, and God bless Carolyn. Thank you.
Try us again when something else comes up.
I will. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, every time I hear you do this, Charlene, I am just so fascinated by it. Just so fascinated.
It's just been a wonderful, it's been a marvelous journey for me.
Yeah.
To watch what happens in people's lives. I just thank the Lord every day for the opportunity that I have to watch him work the miracles in people's lives. It's just amazing. Because when all these areas are done, you know, you can program the subconscious, but it never seemed to be sufficient to just do a subconscious affirmation. It didn't seem to hold, and we couldn't ever figure out why it couldn't be. It wasn't holding for people, and that concerned me. So I was always asking, you know, God, we're missing something. What else is it we need to help people move that, you know, in a better direction? And so when you clear all of these areas, and that sphere of understanding is very, very real in our life.
Tell me a little bit about that sphere of understanding. Explain that a little more.
The sphere of understanding, some people call it the core issue.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the sphere of understanding. The reason I call it that is from conception to birth, and then from birth until you're approximately 5 to 8, usually 8 years of age, an individual has been around a group of people that you're watching their behavior pattern, you're interacting with them, you see how they think and they feel, and you're picking up on those vibrational frequencies of that, which becomes a part of you. So you have to go in and ask God to release that too. Because what happens is it just keeps getting repeated over and over again in your life. That's why some people, let's say that they marry somebody and it doesn't serve them. So they get a divorce, but they turn around and marry the same type again. It's because it's sphere of understanding. It's what they've lived with. It's what they understand. And
mm-hmm.
so they keep incorporating that in their lives. That's why you sometimes see people will marry the same kind of individual 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different person, but it's with the same behavior. And when
they're attracted to that.
Well, and they're attracted to that individual, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you have somebody that always wants to take energy from somebody else in order for them to feel good about themselves. They will always be attracted to a person that is very kind, very loving, very nurturing, because then they can take their energy for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that in a class with Dr. Jay Jensen, that is very real, and I see it all the time, that if you're around somebody, it's like they go away just feeling fine, and you're just miserable. And it's because they have taken your energy and is using it for themselves. But they're usually the kind that really have really low energy and they don't feel good about themselves or their life or the world around them and so forth. So they use
and
other
so they're probably
energy.
Also attracted to a person who's willing to be a victim.
And that's basically it. So you can call them victims and you can call them predators. And a predator is somebody that takes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're the ones that will be a victimizer. And they take the energy from somebody else in order to supplement their own energy field. So that's quite prevalent with all of us, actually.
Well, that's a fascinating topic, Charlene, that we could pull that pattern from the individual or work with God to pull that pattern.
Yeah,
I think
he
that's
pulls that. Yeah, because he'll pull that. If that's your sphere of understanding, he'll pull it so that you're not dealing with it all the time anymore. And I've seen him actually with some people just go in and it's just like, I don't know, to me it's looked like somebody that has had a dark slate, like a chalk slate, you know, in the old day they called it
a
slate.
Right. Or a blackboard.
And I've actually, a chalkboard, but they're green nowadays. But the slate was black, and so I see it black, and then all of a sudden God goes in and changes that sphere of understanding, and it's totally wiped. It's white. He just wipes it right out.
That's beautiful.
It's been interesting to watch that total change.
Do we have a caller on the line?
I haven't heard anybody.
I was just hearing an echo. I wasn't sure if the line was open, and we had a caller on the line. Let's get back to what we were talking about when we first came on the line, Charlene, if we have your permission to do this.
Okay.
we were talking about stress and how it might change our glucose level.
It does, because it interferes with the normal flow that that it was secreted with in the beginning. And you don't see too many once in a while, I guess. I'm not that aware of those that you find. Children are not usually hypoglycemic, but they're finding out now that there are more that are that, and also diabetics. But see, a lot of them can come in with the, what's called the cellular memory in the DNA, too, which means that there's a program already in place for that to occur.
Have you worked with diabetics?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that treated the same way that, you know, you're treating these other things with God?
Uh-huh. You go in and ask him. Ask him what he wants. He's the one that goes in and does it. That's why I had to ask Brian. I said, okay, is it okay if God does this? Because usually I won't do anything unless if somebody's asked permission for God to do something, then he'll do it. But he'll always stop me and say, ask him if it's okay if I pull this.
Mm-hmm.
Because he really values our free agency. Or some people call it free will.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's an eternal principle. And we must not only have God, but God honors it, but he expects us to honor it as well and honor other people's free will too. All the time. We shouldn't ever impose on somebody else's free agency. It's not a eternal principle that he abides by. He says even he, God, cannot violate the free agency of man. So I see that is an issue. A lot of times we want to force people to do what we think they should do. And so he's very careful about making sure that we get permission with each step we take before we do it.
I find that so fascinating that God honors our free agency, but yet we have so many human beings on earth that's trying to take it away from other human beings.
Well, but isn't that obvious? You always have one group or person that is dominating another individual. When we really don't have God's permission to do that, but we go in there because we want the power or the feelings that come from feeling important, or we feel like it's great to get somebody else to do it our way. It makes us right. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's different reasons why people want to make somebody else do what they want. And it's kind of like was a real follower of Doug Hooper. He said it's out of selfishness that we want other people to act the way we want them to.
I thought that
was well taken.
Yeah. Also, because when you were talking to Brian and explaining the subconscious and so forth, it was really reminding me of the work that the kahunas in Hawaii do.
Right, they do.
They work like that.
They do. That's where, actually, this is where some of this really has come from.
Oh, really?
That's where it's come from. Yeah, because, see, you're going with an energy that you're bringing into my energy field,
mm-hmm.
from God's energy field, universe, and I bring it into my chest, and then that's what the kahunas do. And then you take it and you pull it up, and I go up through my crown chakra, and I go up into the God field, which some people want to call it, you can call it the God field, which is a higher, slows down the brain waves from 4 to 6 cycles per second. So then you go into a theta state. You can do it that way, or you can do a hypnosis, which is the same procedure. Is just taking somebody to a deeper level so it slows down their brain waves. And then you reprogram the subconscious. You pull out what the negative, like we're doing with Brian, pull out the negative and replace it with a positive affirmation And the subconscious doesn't know any different because it has no capacity for reasoning. You can't say to it, well, yeah, but don't forget, I've said that before, don't forget to pick up the milk, and then the person comes home without the milk. But actually you told the person to forget the milk because the subconscious cannot reason don't. It can't reason try. You either do it or you don't do it. I'm going to. I think I might. Well, we'll think about it. You see, the subconscious doesn't understand could, should, want. So if you want to have something, if you say, okay, this is an affirmation I choose, you always have to say, I am or I have, because it has to state it as it's already happened.
I'm glad you explained that, Charlene, because I don't remember you explaining it quite like that before, how you go up to, through the crown chakra and you do all this work. Now, I'm assuming that you were doing this with your consciousness, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. But then as soon as I go into a theta state and I'm energetically connected on the phone with somebody or in person, then that individual goes into that space as well, but only if they've given permission. I always ask him before. See, he called for a healing. So to me, he's saying, I choose to have you do some work on me. So he mm-hmm. gave permission by calling in. If somebody calls and says, I would like an appointment, then I set up the appointment. I know that they've given permission to have the work done. That's permission. That's free agency. But
while we're talking about appointments, Charlene, why don't you give your telephone number for people who might want a private appointment?
Oh, okay. 801-944-9346.
You know, something just occurred to me. This is kind of a little off the beaten track, but I guess that's how I operate anyway. Is there a possibility that the way that you work, could you help somebody to, say, remember their studies? Like if they're preparing for a test of some sort, maybe it's something very important to them.
Right. You could say, I now remember. You can state it as, always you state it as if you already have it. That's the only way the subconscious can operate.
Mm-hmm.
It only operates under the knowingness of what you've programmed it for. You take the subconscious and the conscious mind. You take what's going on in the conscious mind, you program the subconscious. It only understands what you've given it, because that's what it stores. But it stores all information.
How about the future in this sense? We've talked about this before, Charlene, about programming prosperity.
Oh, yes, we did that one. Yeah, we never got very far on that, did we?
Let's talk about that a little.
That's a good one. I remember being in class with Vienna, and she made the comment before any of us started. She said, because she was the one teaching the class, and she says, you know, first thing we're going to do is pull the oath of poverty. She says, because so many past generations made an oath of poverty.
Every nun made an oath of poverty.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean,
I
have been a nun in the past. I think I've done it all, as perhaps everyone else has. Yeah, I wore those three knots on my belt, and one of them was for poverty.
Well, and it's true, though.
Yeah.
When you look at it, it's kind of, I remember Doreen Virtue once making a comment. I was in a seminar with her, and she made the comment. She said, you know, I wrote my book, and she said, I walked into a store, and somebody up front was having theirs signed, and mine was at the back of the store. And she said, I was pretty upset about that. And she said, then I realized that I needed some work done. Because when we realize that God really has not created in this universe a lack. It's where we come from. The lack comes from within ourselves.
Yes.
Somebody made the comment that I really loved, and that was, they said, if I breathe the oxygen in, into my lungs, and give myself life, does that mean the guy standing next to me doesn't get the oxygen? And I thought that was well taken. See,
really?
Because God's given it to us all. And it is not, it's where we come from. We have to find, why are we lacking?
Charlene, we might have touched a nerve with somebody. We got a caller on that. And caller, what's your name?
Hi, Carolyn.
Oh, this sounds like Nancy.
This is Nancy.
I'm getting good, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
It must be the way you say hi, Carolyn. Okay, Nancy, what can we do for you today?
Well, I want to see if Charlene can do anything about my headaches, if she knows why I'm getting headaches.
Uh-oh.
Well, usually on the metaphysical, do you ever study the metaphysical?
No.
Okay. On the metaphysical is our body is a barometer for what's going on in the subconscious. So usually if we're having that, we can go in, if it's okay with you, we can go in and have God pull the headaches. You have it most of the time.
Yeah, almost all the time.
Boy, that can ruin your day. To have a headache every day, almost all the time.
But I'm popping a lot of pills between that and the pain, so, yeah.
Well, is the pain pills for the headache?
Well, they help with the headaches. I also take pain pills for the rest of my body pain. But if I can get the pains one at a time, maybe I might make it.
Oh, if you could take one at a time away, huh? Okay, would you like me to have God go in and pull that for you at this time?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, just a minute.
This has been a fascinating evening tonight.
It has been.
Yeah. I just love to be present when Charlene works.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
She must be having quite a conversation with God.
I think so.
Taking her a little longer than usual. They're reviewing the case, Nancy. I just heard her say, "Oy vey."
Okay, tell me how your head is.
Right now it feels rather good.
I'm sure it does.
Okay, well, tell us what you witnessed, Charlene.
Okay, part of it is that I had him go in, and it looked like you were being bombarded with a lot of negative energy thrown at you. Is that true?
Ooh, you know, I work at the hospital, and I try to protect myself every day.
But
I definitely feel a lot of negative energy.
Oh, that's what I could see.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, just a minute. Are you at the hospital every day?
Monday through Friday.
Okay, when you go in there, can you make sure that when you go in that you put what's called the blocking angels around you?
The blocking angels?
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll block the negative energy for you.
Tell her how to do it, Charlene.
Okay, what they showed me one day, it's like a green light that that goes around your whole body. And then there's another green light that goes all the way around, but it goes the other direction. Then inside is you with this God energy that is all emanated from your body. They can't come in.
Okay.
And that's called the blocking angels. They'll put that around you. God will have them put that around you.
Let me review something, Charlene. She, Nancy asked for the blocking angels to come work with her, and then does she visualize this green energy? Okay,
yes.
Why don't you repeat that for her one more time?
Okay, what you when God sends, ask God to send in the blocking angels, and they will come in, and they and you'll have to do it every day before you go to work.
Okay.
And what you'll do is there's, you have there, when they showed me what lights they have, they'll put this green light that goes around you. Let's say that it goes in a circular clockwise, okay?
Okay.
Now, the one that is inside of it will go counterclockwise. You've got two beams of green light.
Okay.
They're in a circle around you. And it goes down around your head and down to your toes and then back up to your head, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now inside of that, you will visualize God's light.
Okay.
Have God come in. It, that's your higher source, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you have the God or Jesus Christ as well?
Yeah.
I thought you did because he said that, but I forgot to mention it. I thought, oh, dear. Okay, I forgot to ask her. But he told me Jesus Christ as well.
Okay.
So those are your, okay. So they'll put that light inside of that. It's like a cocoon, okay, and they put God's light in that cocoon. They can't come in because God's frequency is so high that any entities or dark spirits or those that are wandering here on the earth that haven't gone back can't get in because the vibrational frequency is too high for them.
Okay.
And they'll leave you alone.
Oh, good.
You know, that makes me feel good just thinking about that, that green energy and the white inside.
Well, see, green is healing.
Yes.
And God's light is like a gold, yellow, white beams that resonate from your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that frequency is so high that they can't come in.
Wow.
So that you're not dragging that around with you every single day of your life.
Oh, that
Nancy, you work with this. Do it every day before you go to work, and then let us know how it's working for you.
Oh, I will definitely let you know.
Yeah, I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so
much. Because if you have any questions about it, it would be important that you let me know.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay. Fantastic.
And let's see how that goes with you.
Okay.
And not only that, because you'll have such a high frequency, energy frequency, that'll be easier for those that you're working with, too, because it really is a healing energy.
Oh, wow.
And you'll see how you're working with your patients much better. Are you a nurse?
No, I greet the patients and direct them and take them where they need to go when they
okay.
first come in.
But what you'll do is you'll find that you're probably finding more of a positive response.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
With people. Yeah, I mean, you'd be very interested in seeing what happens when you have the right energy with you, how people respond.
Uh-huh.
Because even though they don't understand on a conscious level, on a spiritual level, they're picking it up.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, the other question is, how's the rest of your body feeling?
Well, you know, believe it or not, right now it's I would say my pain level in the rest of the body is about 50% less, which I wasn't expecting that. I was just hoping my headache would go away.
Okay, now what you do is you always say, and a lot of people what they want to do is they'll go in and they'll say, oh, I can't believe this. That puts a negative on a positive.
Yes.
So then you just turn around and say, this is so wonderful, and I thank God for his healing.
Oh, this is wonderful.
You know,
because
the feelings of gratitude and voicing the gratitude is a high vibrational frequency. And that's what we're doing is moving you into a higher frequency.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So if you have any questions, let us know.
I will do. Thank you so much.
Take care, Nancy.
You too. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, in case there's some people who called in late, Charlene, give your number again, dear.
Oh, okay. 801-944-9346.
And I would like to make a reminder to the listening audience also that this is the last week for the Archangel Michael conference calls for April. If you want to join those, send me an email, Carolyn@CarolynEvers.com, and that's CarolynEvers.com. And at that same website, you might be interested in Chaos Before Creation, which is a book that was given to me by 13 masters that discusses healing from many different directions. Nancy, that was I found Nancy's call just fascinating, Charlene, about that protection. I was envisioning that with the green and God's light on the inside, and I have to tell you, that was feeling so soothing.
Yeah,
that was a good feeling.
It is, isn't it? It's just like those blocking angels. You ask God for him to come in, and we forget to ask him for all the necessary help that is available for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget to ask because sometimes we don't know that we should ask. But they're very accommodating, that's for sure. And it gives you a sense of well-being and peace.
Yeah.
And people react to you different. It's kind of interesting. Like somebody will pass me and they just smile so big and, you know, like you just know them and you don't know them at all, but you probably on some spiritual level do. But it's they're reacting to that energy.
You know, that reminded me of something, Charlene. We've talked about this in the past when you go shopping, there's a lot of people in the store, or
right,
you go
right
to a place where there's a lot of individuals gathered, all different kinds of people. This would be a good thing to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's times that I forget.
I know. That's why I bring this up, because I think we all forget at one time or another. You know, this is part of living consciously.
Yeah. It's trying to get that spirit and this physical body and the conscious part
mm-hmm.
working together, right? And getting
right
it so the spirit is in charge of this physical body and the conscious mind. And it seems to be more of a challenge than we'd like it to be. But eventually it gets so it isn't so much a challenge because it becomes who you are. And it's supposed to become less and less of a challenge. It becomes more normal for you to be in that state most of the time.
Well, I also find that human nature is interesting to the point when we find something that works, we stop doing it right away. Haven't you noticed that?
So then we sit around and punish ourselves?
Well,
it's
like, well, it's not intentional. What it is, I think, is that there's so many things that's competitive with our thoughts. There's so much competition out there that's pulling us in so many different directions, and so we do something and it works, and then we stop doing it, and we become involved in something else, and we forget.
Well, because there's so much to get involved in.
That's true.
I mean, let's face it, every day is a lot to get involved in, or a
mm-hmm.
lot of directions that keeps our attention. And,
especially if you have children.
Yeah, because it just keeps you busy with
mm-hmm.
all the things going on all the time. So, you know, that does make a big difference. It isn't because we don't want to. It's just that there's so much that demands our attention.
We only have maybe 8 minutes before the show is over, and if there's anybody out there that is listening to us that perhaps has been carrying a pain someplace or has a habit that they would like to overcome, give us a call, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to work on the ancestors, to work on the DNA, get Miss Charlene working.
It's kind of interesting with working with the past ancestors, and they're, you see, you're dealing with the physical things that they dealt with and their feelings and their thoughts, and you deal with it because it's passed on from one generation to another. That's part of the, that's just the way it is. And so when you go in to pull, and sometimes we're the catalyst to stop that. We're the ones to stop it. What I'll do is show in a class that we become, we become the one that stops it. You clear the past ancestor, and when you clear yours, of course, it's not going to be passed on to the next generation.
No, and what comes to mind as you're discussing this, Charlene, is in the past there wasn't the education that we have today. There was
right.
a lot of superstition, and around superstition and lack of knowledge, there would be a lot of fear of the unknown.
Right.
And so we're
right.
carrying, you know, we think we're rather sophisticated today and we're knowledgeable and we're educated, and yet we're carrying around a lot of these influences from the past when people were not aware. And we have to me, this is so incredible that there can be a change of this great magnitude in such a short period of time.
Yeah, and that is to me too, because it's done in just a matter of minutes and seconds, that God takes that vibrational frequency of those feelings and those thoughts. And right now it's absolutely vital right now that we watch the things we say, the feelings we have. If we have a negative feeling, it's better to just say, you know, I just don't go there. I'm not doing that.
You mean because things are materializing so quickly?
So quickly. We're manifesting at a very
mm-hmm.
fast rate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important for us to stay on a very positive level and not go into the negative and not spend our energy on looking at somebody, judging them, and criticizing them, because the law of karma is turning around very quickly now. And we have to be, because of the energy shift in the universe, so we have to be very, very careful that we leave judgment to God and not us. You know,
while we're talking about it, I also think it would be a good idea not to listen to news that is so negative right before we go to sleep.
Well, I don't. That's my personal opinion. Other people like seeing what happened for the day. I don't feel like it's something to go to bed on because there's so much negative. But I've been really impressed with some of the stations of how they've been at the end of their newscasting, that some of them are turning around and putting some very positive things in. So I appreciate their attitude about that, you know, because sometimes I'll hear them that they're announcing that they're going to do such and such after the news, and I really appreciate their intervention in that behalf.
I try and listen to some beautiful music before I go to bed at night.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah. Well,
because, you know, there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful people out there, marvelous people, and they're so capable of creating a positive and helping others and making people's lives better. And I just marvel at how many wonderful people we have. But on the news, you hear all the negative.
That's
and,
right.
And not the positive. And yet people want to know what's going on. But people intervene. My goodness. We had a fire here and, you know, an apartment house, and everybody's opening their homes, taking the families in, you know. People they don't even know. And I think, you know, that's where it's at.
Indeed.
You know, there's so many good-hearted people. There just is. Any other questions?
Well, I was just thinking about people opening their homes and their hearts to other people, and I was just thinking about some of the tragedies that we're going through with tornadoes and earthquakes
right.
and things. I think people are becoming more responsive to others in a,
well,
in a charitable way.
If we don't support each other, what have we got? Not much, do we?
No, we really don't.
No, because then we become an island unto ourselves
mm-hmm.
rather than what God chooses, and that is for us to give love to one another and see each other in a positive way. Doesn't mean you allow people to abuse you. That isn't appropriate. He doesn't approve of that either. But there's a lot of positive people out there that are doing. I mean, they take their vacation time to go help, and I've seen them do that.
Yes.
You know,
well, Charlene, we probably have 2 minutes, if that long. And you did bring forth a lot of.
Okay.
Hi, Charlene. I'll say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Love
goodbye, everybody. I send
okay.
my love. And God sends his love too. Bye-bye.
Bye.